you dig down 6 feet, you got a stream.
Yep, it's the water forest. Actually, it's the Adams Creek, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be.
They just put a house
up.
Wait,
so is that on? Because that's where we I am Wednesday night. I have a hearing down in Dingman with Tom.
Yeah.
It's across from the True Value Hardware, and then the Adams Creek runs through. But a lot of that development's already been built. Is that where you guys are talking?
No. This
the
is
other
this
side.
The other side. Yep.
Yeah. I was wondering what was going to happen with that because they got that approval a while ago for a lot of lots. I'm glad they're making some of it.
Yeah, they need they need sewage down here too.
Oh, they don't have it going up.
No, the only thing that's sewered is there's a couple developments that's sewered. That's it. Marcel and.
Marcel
and that dumps right into the creek.
Yep.
That way.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. In fact, the outlet in the springtime, the outlet probably is the creek.
Could be.
Rachel, well, I got to go to your.
Is Rachel joining on mine?
I don't know what Rachel's doing.
I guess this automatically generates its own Zoom invite. I need to use yours.
Yep. All right. Well.
Look at that. We're passing around your laptop.
I don't have anything. So.
I don't mind. I got copies here, and I think I got.
You got an application review for zoning officer?
Yes, we do.
Things changed since you left, right?
No. You guys.
Is Mike coming in tonight or not?
Yeah. I better double check with him.
What'd you talk to him about hourly?
Told him right now it's $15.50 an hour.
Okay. It just seems low.
Yeah, well, I told him we're going to be working on that for zoning fees and whatnot. He said, fine.
Does he have to, the Porter Township, they don't do anything, do they?
He's hardly got any work in Porter.
I was going to say. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
I was going to say, I can't remember anybody building a Porter. You know?
It's like,
nah, it's
maybe
slow
once
over
a
there.
Year, there's something to do in Porter. Yeah. Everybody had a good 4th of July? Did everyone have a good 4th?
Yep.
Good.
It was excellent.
Yeah, actually had a weekend without rain.
Yeah. I know, I got to play golf.
We're going to make up for it this week, though.
Yeah, I guess so. This weekend, too.
Way to talk.
Looks at things.
Yeah, yeah, Orange County has a big alert out about flash flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are you going to play, Tony?
I played at Cricket.
Oh, nice.
But I'm going to try Pawpack Hills because they reopened. So I'm going to try that. So it's a little bit closer to my house anyway.
I'm running without my glasses. I'm going to put them.
Yeah, like my wife. She's always looking for her glasses. Yeah, they should look for them. She had them up here.
Yeah, I should check.
She's looking for them. Look for them.
Oh, the bird?
Fine, I said, why don't you look on top of your head? She was going to smack me.
But there they were, right?
Not a glasses.
Plus, I wasn't close enough. We broke
I'm
the
terrible.
Leg. She can't jump up and hit me.
Hmm?
Yeah.
I can't find my glasses at all.
I'm sorry.
Today was the phone. Yeah. And where was it? In my coat.
I got almost a pair of New York.
No. Scrub my way through. Might not be able to read my. Oh.
Found
them.
There you go.
I leave the cheap ones all over the place for exactly that reason because at the office, you know, the place to need them to be so you don't end up without.
Lake County Power at its best.
Well, I can't really say anything because we had Thursday during the
storm. All right, so this is the Stop America 250 resolution, not filled in. And I grabbed that at the PSATS conference and wanted to give it to you.
All takes money.
Yeah, yeah.
All the respondents are right here.
Okay. Pretty fancy trucks.
Yeah.
Well, this asphalt, I think it's mixed right up, right off the scene. I do believe.
Shahana, that amount from Kirk Suma, is that the amount they quoted us in the fall?
You're right, it looks higher.
Right. Yes, it does.
I thought the same thing.
Like $1,000 higher.
They didn't do anything for any grants, did they? They didn't even get any.
This is the Stock America 250 resolution. Not filled in, just the standard. We're tagging True Green as repairs and maintenance now. That doesn't seem accurate.
Well, it's a maintenance of the property around the building. Should be.
No, there's a landscaping item.
I don't think we've ever put anything in that landscaping item.
Yeah, there was until 2 years ago when it was cut, which was where True Green used to get paid under.
I'm sure glad that clothes place showed up today.
Yeah, we have a big pile out there.
Yeah, it was sticking out of every one of the bins and probably 25 bags on the ground. Fortunately, it didn't rain and get all over. They were here first thing this morning. Got it.
Be appropriate for us to discuss the litigation matter in executive session that you sent us, Tony?
Which was that?
The one that has a hearing on tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. I don't think it's going to matter.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't, yeah.
Is that the Cressy property?
Yeah, it's the property that they're selling. It's the Delaware School District.
Oh.
Do you want to do that?
I still think we should talk about it, yeah.
All right. You want to do it now?
As long as they don't give it away.
Yeah. Well, they're
too late.
Getting $500,000 for it.
That one they're not giving away, and that one's probably... I looked at that one for somebody else, and I thought that was kind of too much money, but...
Hankelman added a $300,000.
Oh, good, crazy. Okay, and it's just in your packet.
One of the appraisers had it at 300.
That's what 8 acres, right?
Yeah, I said it's mostly wetlands. That's what I said. The other guy had it at 475.
Wetlands?
There's no wetlands on that. I just went and looked at it.
I'm only going by his report.
I wanted that property to show wetlands on it.
There's a pit.
There's a pit.
Yeah. Where all the water goes to. All you have to do is delineate it and fill it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
Did you want to do that now, Rachel? Or?
Yeah, it probably would make more sense to do it now.
Yeah, because I don't think it's going to take.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we recess the workshop into executive session to discuss that.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Just if I accept it, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about this.
No. Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, I read that too.
He's not coming in.
He's going to be in Milford Township, though, in the morning on Monday to do inspections. Or to finish.
Yeah, the way I read it.
Andy is in.
Good evening.
How are you? Andy, how are you?
Hi.
Milford will be at 8 p.m., so he'll be in Milford.
Okay.
He just didn't have an office hours.
Right, which is...
They are so short-handed right now. All of them are. Everyone I talk to.
That is true.
How are you, Preston?
I'm very well, thanks.
Wayne, how are you doing? He didn't hear me.
He's meditating.
Yes, he is.
Busy worrying.
Worrying?
Well, about what?
Everything.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're all one bad pay week, one bad thing from 10. That's how I see it. One bad situation from the 10.
That's not a good thing. That's a lot of stress.
Yep.
Man. Thanks for joining us, Andy.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Good evening to y'all.
Good evening,
hope everybody
Andy.
Had a great 4th of July weekend.
Do you want to,
two of the 3 days.
The meeting to move Andy up first so he doesn't have to stay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get that in before the hearing, 7:15, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
7 o'clock.
Call me of the Milford Township Supervisor or we'll pledge allegiance to the flag.
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, you're perfect.
Approval of the minutes. Meeting minutes from June 16th and June 30th.
I'll make a motion. Will you approve the minutes?
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Want to jump right to Andy now?
Yeah, let's go right to Andy.
Okay. All right, Andy, we're going to take you now.
Fantastic. All right, so I have a memo out to the township as regards the guidance on the proposed curative amendment. And there's two paths you can choose. One is kind of chosen for you. That's where the developer or owner of the property submits their own proposed curative amendment. You do not have one before you at the moment, so there's no clock running. The second path is for a municipality to declare its own ordinance, part of its own ordinance, as invalid and to then undertake the task of revising that ordinance. With the first, the developer model, you have to start the process within 60 days of receipt, that is, have your first hearing, if you will, on it. With the township process, you have a little more latitude. You have 180 days to complete the process. Now, one thing to keep in mind, the differences between the two, is that certainly with the township model, you control it a little more. But if you're going to declare a portion of your zoning ordinance invalid, that takes away the ability of your solicitor to argue that indeed the zoning ordinance is fine as it is and it's not invalid. So keep that in mind if you wanted to fight any proposed curative amendment. You have, under the developer's model, the ability to fight that and say, no, we think this is valid. If you agree that, yeah, you know, there's some changes that should be made as regards that aspect of our ordinance, then you can proceed under the township process. And these are located at section 609.1 of the MPC, that's the developer's model, and 609.2 is the township model or process. All right, any questions about it?
What would your take be on we don't think is defective?
You're asking me, or
I'm asking you, Tony, because I'm going to come back to you on that.
Okay. Well, the thought process is this. One, that we do refer in our ordinance definitions to commercial cluster type development, but we do not actually reference that in any of our scheduled uses in any of our zones. So even though we do reference it, so you can't take the position it's not in there, because we have situations that are post-zoning that involve one or more commercial buildings on a property. And we have at least an outline for cluster development in that particular section of the zoning ordinance, and also in the subdivision and land development, it references commercial use development. So, you know, on one hand, you can argue that it's there, although it's not really in great detail. So you get into the specificity issue as to whether or not someone reading the ordinance is going to know and understand, and it's specific enough to tell them what to do. And that's where it kind of falters. That's where we falter.
Andy, two things. I want you I want to make sure that you realize that we're in open session and we do have the press present. But I would like you to, if you could, did the planning board discuss what you outlined in your memo to us, and did they have a position?
Not as regards the two different processes,
okay.
The development process versus the township process.
Okay.
We have talked about potential changes to the existing ordinance, mainly because of the proposed curative amendment presented by DPG. I would agree with Tony's assessment of it. I would kind of label it this way, is that your ordinances, I think, are okay as they are. They could use some cleaning up, but there's a whole different question when it comes to whether a curative amendment is required. And that would revolve around the question whether your ordinance is defective. And I question whether your ordinance is defective. Let's analogize to residential development, right? If you provide for single family homes and townhomes and condos, is there anything under Pennsylvania law that requires you to have cluster development of residential? I haven't looked at it deeply and totally, but I don't think there's such a requirement. And let's go back to where we are with the request to allow for cluster development of commercial. And as Tony noted, you may have allowed it in certain circumstances, whatever those circumstances may be, but do you have to provide a separate subsection, if you will, of your zoning ordinance for cluster development of commercial uses? And that's what I question.
So is that the only question that's on the table as far as this, the outline that's being presented for these two paths, or and the request for a curative amendment? Is it only whether or not they are clustered, or is it having a provision for how multiple commercial uses on one property would be handled? Because those are two different things in my mind.
And I'm trying to draw the distinction between the two in my mind so I can respond to that. Again, I think there's some cleanup needed for your ordinances so that a developer or property owner is given better direction, as well as the Planning Commission, and even for you all, so you know what you're allowing. I think that's a bit of a question mark at this point. It can be cleaned up, can be made more clear.
And does the township process give us the opportunity to make it more clear at the direction of our own people?
Absolutely, yes.
But at the same time, we're saying it is defective.
Defective in the sense of you don't have clear direction for yourselves, for the PC, for a developer. And the whole separate question is it defective under Pennsylvania law when it comes to the constitutionality of providing for all uses? And there's where I have the question.
In all the years that I was doing zoning, I was always told that if you have a similar section in zoning, you can always draw from it, even if it was outside the area of what we're discussing. Like, we have clustered commercial development. We could look at the cluster residential development and use sections of that to also fit in where the voids are, because they're based on the similar circumstances.
If you're talking about allowing cluster commercial by referencing cluster residential, I'd say no, because you're deviating from the express terms of the zoning ordinance, and you'd have to get a variance in that case. Okay. Or the developer would have to get a variance in that case. If it's Aldo, sure, you can grant waivers, and you have a lot more freedom there.
Andy, is it strictly one or the other, or can you receive a request for a curative amendment and still make modifications to what the developer is presenting, and can that time frame be extended by the process? Does it have to only be begun in the 60 days, or can you go past the 180 days if you're working on that collectively with the developer?
Yes to your general question, that it can be, the developer process can be used collaboratively to refine what you have. You do not have to accept the developer's proposed curative amendment, not at all. You still retain the powers of governance. It's always subject to an appeal by either side. If, say, developer hands you something that has A, B, and C, you say, nah, totally different direction, we want X, Y, and Z. He could still appeal that to the Court of Common Pleas, and the judge would have to make a decision on that. Now, as to your timing issue, it just has to get started within 60 days of receipt, formal receipt of a curative amendment. But after that, yes, it can be extended by the developer granting extensions. You have time for hearings and the normal process attendant to passing a zoning ordinance. Think about a zoning amendment in the normal course, right? You send it over to the PC for some discussion, send it out to the county. You have to, before you're ready to adopt it, you have to advertise it twice, things like that.
What would be the difference between the curative amendment and saying that we do have something in the ordinance which needs to be amended? Not a curative amendment.
Yeah. It's more the standard zoning ordinance amendment. So I refer you back to MPC section 609 for your standard amendment process. 609.1 is when the landowner calls you out and says you need a curative amendment. 609.2 is when the municipality looks at a zoning amendment, usually because a developer questions something and says, yeah, you're right, we do need to revise something. Those curative processes, 609.1, 609.2, they're different than your standard zoning ordinance amendment. So tonight you could start the zoning ordinance amendment and say, PC, I want you to take a hard look at what we have by way of cluster for commercial and send us a revision to the ordinance within the next X number of days. To me, that would be the standard approach for an amendment.
Right.
And where does that put you if you get the curative amendment application from the developer subsequent to that?
In before, sense, before it's done. Two parallel paths. We just have to keep an eye on the timeline associated with the developer's curative amendment if they formally submit it.
Even if we're already working on an amendment to it, they can still submit a curative amendment?
Yes.
I think they can, yeah.
And which would control in that case? If you haven't finished, you haven't advertised for your amendment, and the developer's coming in with something different?
Because there's no time frame associated with a 609 standard amendment to your zoning ordinance, I would think the landowner's curative amendment proposal and the time frames with that would control.
Thank you, Andy.
Sure.
Do you have any questions?
Not right now, thank you.
Andy, with what you have seen in case law and in court and what you sent us, what would your recommendation be? And what
I'd
you
like
see
the idea
in our
of proceeding with under 609 with a zoning ordinance amendment.
Standard.
And let's see what the DPG does, their attorney does, in response. And if you file something, you file something. But meanwhile, you're undertaking the process. And in point of fact, we have started to undertake the process. So in the real world, I think it could be fairly short-lived.
I'm not sure that I understand what you mean by that.
He means we can...
Because we've discussed, I don't see this being a real lengthy process. We went back, when was I started my involvement? Maybe 4 months ago, 5 months ago? You know, you have that amount of discussion under your belt. So we can move forward under the standard zoning ordinance amendment process.
Yeah, because basically, I think with the last planning meeting, we were looking at four or five different things that we just wanted to upgrade on.
Right, right.
Now, if we go to, if we declared that it was insufficient in the ordinance tonight, so we get the 180 days, and they put in a curative amendment application and don't want to give us extensions, does that mean it has to be done in the 180 days?
Yes, once you declare by formal action, this would be a motion.
Right.
And Tony could tee it up for you. But once you declare it, then that starts the process and that precludes this developer or any developer from making his own proposed curative amendment for the 180 days while you undertake your process.
Okay, so if we declare that, they can't file a curative amendment.
Right, right.
Until after the 180 days.
Right.
Do you see a downside to declaring it insufficient?
I'm sorry, you cut out there just at the beginning. Would you give me that again?
Do you see a downside to declaring it insufficient?
Or defective?
Yeah.
It the only downside is it takes away from the ability of the township to stand before a judge, if you need it, stand before a judge in the future to say, our ordinance as it existed prior to July 7th was not defective. We made some changes because we wanted to clarify, but it was never the same.
You listened to me.